This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sergeant Audrey Santana. The 2014 Warrior Games are in full swing in Colorado Springs. For retired Staff Sergeant Delvin Mastin, a participant in two of the events, the Warrior Games mean more than just winning medals.
Well, most of the time what we try to do is be an example to others. It's not only the aspect of the physical part of the sport, but we also like to get the nature of the social being and the mental being to be into where people can get out and communicate, you know, and start the network so therefore our community can grow and we can help each other. So as far as winning golds and silvers and bronze, it does matter, but at the end of the day, if we can help someone get over a hurdle, then that's all the winning in the world for us.
Continue to follow the 2014 Warrior Games on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter through Army WTC. You're listening to Soldiers Radio News. Whenever soldiers in a remote area of Afghanistan suffer a casualty, they usually call for dust-off, also known as a helicopter medical evacuation. Staff Sergeant Daniel Sullivan spent the day with the All-American Dust-Off in Bagram and tells us about how they stay prepared to save lives.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The All-American Dust-Off Medevac of the 82nd Airborne Division, based out of Bagram Airfield, stands ready to collect and stabilize casualties from all over eastern Afghanistan. According to Chief Warrant Officer 2, John Cornelius, an instructor pilot, that means their time off is spent practicing every possible scenario.
We train so hard because we want to be able to do it right the first time when we get a 9-line.
Reporting from Bagram Airfield, I'm Army Staff Sergeant Daniel Sullivan.
September 29th through October 6th is Absentee Voting Week. November 4th is Election Day. For more information and a full walkthrough of the absentee ballot process, visit www.fvap.gov. That's your Soldiers Radio News.